This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against growing U.S. pressure for a humanitarian pause to protect civilians and allow more aid into Gaza. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected U.S. calls for humanitarian pauses in the shelling of Gaza.
I conveyed that we are proceeding with all our might, and Israel refuses any temporary ceasefire that does not include the return of our kidnapped hostages.
As outrage grows at the images of death and destruction coming out of Gaza, many have called on the U.S. to do more to ensure the protection of civilians. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Blinken is scheduled to meet with Jordan's King Abdullah II on Saturday. More than 60 people were killed when a shallow 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit a remote pocket of Nepal. The tremor hit the far west of the Himalayan country late Friday. It was measured by the U.S. Geological Survey at just 18 kilometers deep. People can be seen digging through rubble in the dark to pull survivors from the wreckage of collapsed homes and buildings in videos and photos posted on social media. Mud houses were flattened or damaged as survivors crouched outside for safety. There were a number of aftershocks. Panama's president has signed into law an indefinite moratorium on new mining commissions. President Laurentino Cortizo signed the law Friday, which prohibits renewing existing mines. This is VOA News. A recall of Toyota RAV4 SUVs is generating questions about where they should be parked. Here's AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Toyota is not advising owners of 1.9 million recalled RAV4 SUVs to park them outdoors, even though U.S. safety investigators have 4 complaints about engine fires that can start with the vehicle's ignitions turned off. The recall was announced Wednesday by Toyota. It came as U.S. safety regulators were investigating engine fires caused by battery problems in RAV4s. Toyota is asking owners to take their vehicles to a dealer soon so technicians can make sure replacement batteries were installed properly. I'm Norman Hall.
The leaders of Japan and the Philippines on Friday agreed to start negotiations on a reciprocal troop access deal, strengthening military cooperation amid rising maritime tensions in the region and an increasingly assertive China. Here's President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.
I also would like to recall our commitment to work on a framework for our status of visiting forces or the proposed reciprocal access agreement, RAA, with Japan.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said he had agreed to work together closely with the United States and, in a veiled reference to China, shared concern about unacceptable attempts to unilaterally change the status quo by force in the East and South China Seas. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock arrived in Armenia on Friday, beginning a 4-day visit to the South Caucasus region. She held a meeting with Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan to discuss bilateral ideas.
Dear Minister, I welcome you and your delegation in the Republic of Armenia, and I'm very glad for this opportunity. You know that we pay great importance to our relations, bilateral relations with Germany.
She will visit Azerbaijan next. Actor Matthew Perry, who died on Saturday, 54 years old, was laid to rest on Friday at a Los Angeles cemetery. The service was attended by relatives and castmates from the hit 1990s television sitcom Friends. Mourners gathered at the Forest Lawn Cemetery in the Hollywood Hills neighborhood of Los Angeles. It's less than a mile from the Warner Brothers studio where that show was filmed. It is also the final resting place of a number of Hollywood stars, including Michael Jackson, Lucille Ball, and Elizabeth Taylor. Scott Walterman, VOA News.